speak short.
Yes?
Secretary Celebrezzi.
I can't hear you.
Secretary Celebrezzi on 90.
Hello?
Mr. President.
How you doing?
Well, I just got through. I have to go back this afternoon, but it worked out. The discrimination thing worked out pretty well.
Well, that's good.
Merely said it's a moot question, but the court decision so far they've accepted it. But Williams of Mississippi wasn't there. He may be back this afternoon. But it moved around rather well on the total expenditure. I told him all three bills were the same as the administration bill. No increase. It's just a question of how we allocate the money. So I thought it went along rather well.
They have suggested that I should meet with the National Medical Association, the predominant Negro group.
Yes.
And convene a meeting of officers of the American Medical Association.
Yes, I talked to Lee White about that the other day, and the reason I thought it was a good idea is when I was having a great deal of difficulty in education, I remember President Kennedy called the education all together, not separately.
Hello, Paul, sit down.
And talked to them and sought their voluntary support, and it's worked out very well because we have many of the associations now sending some of their qualified professors down to the Southern Negro colleges to help them out. I thought that it would be good to just call them in. That this is a voluntary thing. There's no compulsion attached to them. On the same basis we did in the education field. It would help tremendously because in the we're caught in the area where part of these projects are, the plans have been approved, the money has been made, and I can't go back and tear the project down. So I have to start on that area to be rather voluntary compliance. Now, I've been surprised, as we did in the field of education, where I asked for voluntary compliance, how many people actually complied with the institutions on a voluntary basis after the president talked to them. I thought on that basis.
Why don't you and Lee try to get a date and see who to invite and so forth, and right. Get up what I'd say, and I'll try to do it.
All right.
If you think that's good. Now, I want you to talk to your people and try to prevail on them. A good many people, each one lays it on the other, and I don't want to prejudge it, but a good many of them think HEW is leaking some of these stories on Medicare and on poverty.
I called staff again, and I can't use to you the language I used to them last Wednesday about when I pick up the papers, especially on a program where the president's working on. But of course, I learned a long time ago to sometimes what I said in cabinet meeting or something said in cabinet meeting 2 minutes later, some reporters called me.
That's right.
It's part of that, but I have talked to them and I've issued.
Well, you check who's talking, who's meeting with them on the poverty program. If you have to cut all of them out, just cut it out, because I haven't seen that message yet. And the headline today says, President seeks draft at 17. That's a big banner headline. And, well, that's a star today. Now, I haven't seen the message. I might seek a draft at 12. I don't know. But I ought to be able to decide it. Now,
we haven't got a copy of your draft. I purposely have.
Well, it's in the poverty thing that they have been discussing with the council. Now, the other day I met with Wilbur Mills and told him to get with Wilbur Cohen and you and try to work out something on Medicare. He agreed to do it. The next day, there's a big story from HEW in the paper about it. Now, I've talked to Wilbur Cohen a time or two. I said, now, please, on this poverty thing myself. Because I read where HEW said so and so and so and so, and I said, now please, let's don't talk about this thing till we decide it. If he wants to leak it or somebody wants to leak it, after we decide it, I'll give them the pleasure, and I won't even have press conference.
Well,
but until we decide it, we don't know whether we're going to ask them to register or not at this age. We want to get McNamara's clearance. We want to get all the council's clearance. My own judgment would be.
I know the three conferences that I had outside. outside the city. New York at the moment, so for that matter of fact, they asked about the poverty program, and I told them I cannot tell you anything about the poverty program. So I'm absolutely refused to talk about it.
Now this is AP. This story is AP, and the read is, Johnson will ask Congress to lower the draft from 18 to 17.
I don't know whether I didn't
know. Now, I'm not doing that and wouldn't think of doing that.
Well, let me
what I might ask them to do is to register and let us examine them. But there's a lot of difference, you see.
Well,
but now, what Shriver says, he says, you've made me work with labor and with agriculture and with HEW and with justice. And these people are leaking on me. And you make me work for this council. So I've talked to Freeman, and I have talked to HEW now, and I've talked to, let me see, who was the other one I had to talk to? Labor, I've talked to Wirtz at great length. What you do is next time you talk to him, kid him, but he's willing to help. You call your folks, one or two of them, in that are meeting on this poverty thing, and just say now the president ought to be tried and convicted before the country on a message that has not yet come to him. The last time I heard of it, it had 40 pages, and I told him to get it under 20 because nobody'd read it. And I haven't seen it now. I don't know what it's going to have in it, but I just don't think they ought to be giving that out.
You're absolutely right, and I'll call them in and tell them in language, and I'm sure that.
And also, you can know who's handling your Medicare, and just tell them that they don't want any Medicare stories till we get worked out, because they're going to run mails off. They just make mails.
I have a problem. As you know, part of it is being handled from Democratic headquarters. I have a problem.
Well.
Well,
now, Democratic.
I spent 2 days with Mills. There wasn't a word about it in the paper. How it got out, I don't know. I tried to trace it down. I wasn't successful on the compromises, things of this nature. But I have this fellow, Henry, who's assigned here from Democratic headquarters. I have my undersecretary who doesn't get along with Mr. Cohen. You know, I had problems there on that Bartlett bill. I'm trying to pull these things together as much as possible. I had a wonderful time. Remember when I came back, I told you that I had gone down a little rock, talked to Mills, and suggested you talk to Mills. Mills is a fine gentleman, and I think he's...
He was real complimentary of you and just said that he wanted to do anything he could to work with you. Told me that the other night.
He and I will work out this thing very nicely, and some other people just keep their nose on.
Well, you go on and get a hold of him, and you all work it out, and then you tell him about leaking and fire somebody over there.
All right.
Goodbye.